Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Shout out to everybody listening. First 2 hours. I've been coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loans, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can help you do that. A big shout out and thanks to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to everybody listening across North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Thank you to everybody listening on the freeradio.com app. Yeah, you can put it on your phone. You can listen at work. You can listen in the car. You can listen at home. You can listen in the bed. You can listen anywhere. Thank you to everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 206. You can also listen to the JR Sport Brief show. Just pull up CBS Sports Radio on Apple Music. When the show is done, if you want to listen in the daytime, if you missed anything, you can also listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just go ahead and search JR Sport Brief. Okay, you can find me online. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief, and the phone lines here, I keep them open. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We spent a lot of time in the first 2 hours talking about the NFL, talking about football. And there's plenty to discuss as we have a lot of quarterbacks and teams and players who are established. We open up the show talking about Aaron Rodgers and his greatness and what he's been able to do this year with a 4-0 start cannot be ignored. And then we spent time talking about Josh Allen. We spent time talking about Tua Tagovailoa. You know, in sports and life, there's always people on a come up. There are people on a downswing, and there are people who are just consistent in what they do. And a lot of times they can be taken for granted. A lot of times they can be overlooked. A lot of times they are not appreciated until they are gone. And speaking about the come up and kind of rolling on the discussion we had prior to the break with Tua Tagovailoa in Miami playing for the Dolphins, waiting for his opportunity to play for the Miami Dolphins, waiting for Ryan Fitzpatrick to get that tap on the shoulder and be told, hey, it's time to sit your ass down. The Miami Heat have taken this season, the Miami Heat have taken the bubble by the horns, but unfortunately, time is running out. The season for the Miami Heat is ultimately going to come to a close. The Los Angeles Lakers, a few minutes ago, they defeated and knocked off the Miami Heat 102-96. The Los Angeles Lakers now have a 3-1 series lead here in the NBA Finals that are taking place in the bubble. And this was a close game. This was a real close game. The Lakers, they had the largest lead. They never led by more than 9. The Miami Heat, they never led by more than 5 points. This was a close one all the way through. Did we expect anything different? Unfortunately, Goran Dragic did not suit up. He has that tear in his foot. He tried to give it a go, but ultimately he couldn't do it. Bam Adebayo, he did return, and he was serviceable in a little more than 30 minutes. He gave you 15 points and 7 rebounds, but obviously he was, he wasn't what you generally would expect him to be. Dealing with that neck strain and also having that shoulder issue that has lingered and come off and on over the past two series. Jimmy Butler, almost has another triple-double. It's not the 40-point triple-double he gave you a few nights ago. Jimmy Butler, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. But ultimately, in a game that was close, in a game that also got pretty close down towards the end, there's a guy who only scored 15 points in the last game that the Miami Heat stifled him defensively. Didn't allow him to even get into the paint. Fronted him on defense. Didn't let him get the ball. Didn't let him get position. And that's Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis knocked down a deep three-pointer to basically put a fork in the Heat for this game. And pretty much put a fork in the Heat for this entire series. For the night, Anthony Davis finishes with 22 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and he gives you 4 blocks. Even on the other end, the next possession after Anthony Davis knocked down that big three-pointer, he got a block on the other end on a layup attempt. Letting everybody know, okay, I can knock down a 3 to help seal the game, and then I can go ahead and get you the hell up on out of here. Both him and LeBron James from the field tonight, they both were 50% from the field, both shooting 8 of 16. LeBron James, another spectacular night. You want to talk about being taken for granted. 28 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. And just on a consistent basis, just on a normal level, just churning out these numbers like it's nothing. We have superstar players who, have bad games that are awful. And it doesn't matter what goes on, this guy generally has the team in a position to win. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they're getting much closer to their next championship. The Los Angeles Lakers have not raised a banner in 10 years. They're getting close to 17. They're pulling up on it. The closeout game for the Lakers could be this Friday. And I've said this, and this is not to beat a dead horse. And I don't know where Eddie is. Eddie called from Miami, I believe, last night. Eddie from Miami said, oh, yeah, the Miami Heat are just going to win the next bunch of games. Yeah, Jimmy Butler turned it around. The Miami Heat are just going to go on a run, and they're going to win the next 3, and here we have it. And I said, hey, you have to be realistic, and it's not a matter of disrespecting. That's an easy, and if I'm being honest, that's a lazy thing to say. If you listen to every word that's been coming out of my mouth, it's amazing what the Heat have done. It's a testament to Pat Riley. It's a testament to Eric Spoelstra. It's a testament to doing things the right way and laying out a solid foundation and not just trash. The Miami Heat are not, prepare yourself, the Orlando Magic. The Miami Heat are not the Sacramento Kings. The Miami Heat are not the New York Knicks. They don't just hire garbage and hope that it works. They're actually a franchise with stability. They're a franchise with respectability. They're a franchise. This is why they are here right now. And I can't ignore the fact that they've had even more success, I believe, up until this point because they've been playing in a bubble. Where Tyler Hero can go ahead in a NBA Finals game, he can get you 21 points and 7 rebounds. Duncan Robinson is giving you 17 points. In another game, Duncan Robinson may give you 0 points. I'm not going to forget everything built around what these NBA Finals are. And I'll say it again. The Miami Heat are a great team. The Miami Heat is going to be here. They're going to be competing for years ahead. And you can trust that Pat Riley, whether they win or whether they lose or whether they won or whether they lost, Pat Riley wasn't going to rest on his laurels. Pat Riley wasn't going to just accept whatever happened here and just say, oh, well, we can come back and run it back and try to win again or defend again. That's not the case. This Miami Heat team will always try to be better. And right now they have amazing foundational pieces that have had a little bit of pressure on them. Let's see what happens when hopefully we can get back to, you know, seeing fans in the arenas. That'll be nice to see sooner than later. Hopefully that means the world and the country is in a better place. But the Miami Heat have always been competitive. And I mean, they got competitive guys. They don't have guys out there that are just going to give this series or give games away. It's actually pretty damn cool to see competitive basketball players who just don't quit. To watch a Jimmy Butler and watch all of the players and watch the team kind of follow behind him. Goran Dragic, and I know it may not necessarily be the appointment viewing over the years with the Phoenix Suns, but it was great watching Goran Dragic. He's a unique player. It's always been fun watching him dart to the hole and get to the hoop in unconventional methods and ways and finish how he does. And to see him even try to get out onto the court is admirable for a guy who has a tear in his foot. I wouldn't probably want to drive my car if I had to deal with Goran Dragic tried to do, and he's trying to play basketball against the best in the world. Unfortunately, he couldn't do it. And that's one of the reasons that at a 3-1, you know, there's no comeback. I'm sorry. This is over. I mean, I don't know how many times I have to say it. It's done. Wait until next year. The conversation at this point in time should be, okay, let's see what the Lakers can do. Let's see if the Lakers can go out and close out on Friday. Let's see if the Lakers can hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy. And let's turn our attention towards next year. That's the way I'm looking at it. LeBron James has an opportunity to add here to his legacy, to get his fourth title. Anthony Davis has a chance here to earn and get his first. And I'd be shocked as hell if he doesn't take whatever that max contract is from the Lakers. Come on. And let's see what they can do over the next several years. As the Golden State Warriors come back, and who knows what they do with their draft pick. Out east, the Miami Heat. I don't know who or what the Miami Bucks are going to add, but I don't know if they're going to try to run it back with that same exact team or squad. The Brooklyn Nets, going to be a different team as they hopefully have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant at the same time. Hopefully those guys are healthy. But this should be done. I told you, it's like looking at a clock. There's nothing wrong with being excited. There's nothing wrong with being a fan. But sometimes you just got to be a realist. The Lakers weren't going to give this championship up. With everything that's on the line, from the stoppage to being isolated for the months that they have been isolated, to playing for the honor of Kobe Bryant, to getting this close, LeBron James was not going to be denied. The Lakers are the glamour franchise in the NBA, along with the Boston Celtics. The Lakers are back where they should have been a long time ago. I know the NBA would be thrilled if the New York Knicks could get their act together so they could attract some of the eyeballs that reside in New York City. But the Knicks have been an afterthought. The Knicks have been in the toilet. But the crown and the champs, and one more game, if they can finish it, if they can close it out, it's going back to Los Angeles. And we have a whole lot to celebrate here in LA for an NBA Finals that has been unusual, for an NBA playoffs that we have never, ever seen before. And I know we have a whole lot of questions that are going to get answered. We have free agents that are going to move around. We don't know when next season will start, presumably in January. It's almost a matter of time before the Lakers close out the Heat and pretty much take on their 17th championship. And I can't say I'm surprised. This bubble, and I give it to you, this man summed it up the perfect way. It's Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen said this bubble, quote unquote, it's not real basketball. It's like a pickup game. There are no fans. There's no travel. There's not the same amount of pressure. And obviously, everything that Scottie Pippen said is right. Everything that Scottie Pippen said is accurate. This isn't a traditional series. This hasn't been a traditional playoffs. We've heard that from multiple players. It doesn't matter if it's a Paul George who seemingly just puts his foot in his mouth. Doesn't matter if it's a Giannis Antetokounmpo who says playing in this bubble, had an effect on some of our players. Whether you want to call it an excuse or whether they should publicly admit it is a different situation. It's a different scenario, but it is true. And I don't want to take anything away from what I believe will be a Lakers victory, a Lakers championship. But do you think the Lakers will get full credit for what they're about to accomplish or what they're about to achieve? Do you believe playing in this bubble has altered this victory that looks like it's in the palm of the Lakers' hand? Or will people look at this championship victory by the Lakers and say, oh, well, they did it in the bubble? Obviously, I think the victory is different, but I'm not taking anything away from what they accomplished. I'm not going to say that this was, quote unquote, easier. If anything, there was more room for an upset, which we've seen many of them. Go ask the Denver Nuggets about some upsets. I think the Lakers deserve full credit for what they're about to achieve, and so do the Miami Heat. The bubble hasn't been easy. The bubble has been unusual, but Scottie Pippen summed it up perfectly in saying that this bubble, it's a whole lot of pickup basketball at its highest level. Open gym, what do you got? And in that case, yeah, LeBron James, he's getting ready to pick up his fourth title. But I'm not going to take anything away from him. I'm not going to say that it was, quote unquote, any easier just because it was in a bubble. If anything, we saw anybody could get hot, and there are a lot of players that did. Let's see what things do or what happens when we get back to normal. So the Los Angeles Lakers are one victory away from winning their first NBA title in 10 years. They knock off the Miami Heat 102-96. The next game, which could be the final game of this unusual season, is going to take place on Friday. If the Los Angeles Lakers close it out, if the Los Angeles Lakers win, do you believe they'll get the full credit? Or do you believe people will say, oh, well, it took place in the bubble? I want to open up the phone lines to you. What are your thoughts on the finals? What are your thoughts on this series? What are your thoughts on just everything that we have seen in this bubble? A Lakers 17 championship is getting real close. At the end of the day, I don't think people in the long run will say, well, remember they won that one in the bubble. It's going to go in the books just like every other title. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And yeah, I know some people are thinking to themselves, damn, JR is saying this series is over. You're right, it is. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That audio courtesy of Lakers Radio. Yes, Anthony Davis hit the dagger three. Helped put the game further away from the Heat's grasp. Ultimately, the Lakers win 102-96. Lakers up on a series 3-1. Next game is on Friday. The Lakers are one victory away from hoisting their 17th banner. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This has been an unusual season. Obviously, you have the stoppage that dates back to March. We're in the bubble. Scottie Pippen, he's made his comments known. He's saying, hey, this isn't a typical season. He's like, this is glorified pickup. And he's right. He is. I mean, we've had unusual circumstances, but I will not say that this makes things any easier across the board. Everybody's on an even playing field. This does present challenges, but I'll tell you this much. LeBron James, this guy was not going to be denied. He has an opportunity to add to his legacy. The Miami Heat had an opportunity to show off what they've been able to do and just their consistency over the years just behind a Pat Riley and a Spoelstra. They're going to be competitive. They're not going anywhere. Shoot, they might win on Friday. This is not a given or a gimme that the Los Angeles Lakers are just, hey, here's the championship, here's a trophy. That may not be the case on Friday. But ultimately, and I believe the Lakers will win this trophy, the Lakers will win this title. You know, I don't think there's any doubt that this is just going to be another check mark in the history books. People will remember how unusual it is, but that doesn't take away from anybody's accomplishments. Not the Lakers, not the Heats. 855-212-4CBS, the line is sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. I do want to let you know, as we talk about teams hoisting titles, the Seattle Storm, man, they blew out the Las Vegas Aces 92-59. They pick up their second WNBA championship in 3 seasons. The Lakers trying to win their first in 10 years. Let's get to these phone lines. Matt is calling up from Las Vegas. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Scotty, and everybody, that it's a different season. They said that when it was a lockout season. Fundamentals are not affected by this. Wanting to get better is not affected by this. Jimmy Butler's got a big hill to climb. He's not facing just LeBron James and AD. He's facing the Lakers as a team. They're doing better because their fundamentals are better. You could say it comes down to heart. Maybe they want it more. I don't know about that. I don't really make a call on that. But fundamentals are not affected by a virus. You got to do the little things. You got to dive for that ball that's 2 feet in front of you running down the court, you know? Mm-hmm. I just don't think fundamentals are being affected, and I think fundamentals are what's getting this title back to the Lakers.
I would venture to say it's a matter of talent, Matt. And I think thank you for calling up from Las Vegas. Yeah, I don't think fundamentals, quote unquote, are affected by the virus. And the Miami Heat are where they're at just because of their stability as a franchise. Talent wins championships. That's just what it is. Can you get a bunch of talent into the room that's not going to hate each other? The Lakers have 2 stars. They have complementary players. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope showed up tonight, gave you 15 points. Danny Green, you know, he showed a little bit of life. He gave you 10. Talent ultimately wins. Jimmy Butler said this early on in the series. A matter of fact, Jimmy Butler said this last series. Jimmy Butler said, oh, yeah, they got more talent than us, and we got to go out and play harder. And so, yeah, fundamentals don't change because, quote, unquote, of the virus. But it's a matter of the talent that's out there. Who's going to execute? Who's going to show up? The Clippers had a whole lot of talent. Their asses went home. And Paul George says it's because of the chemistry. Talent wins. That's what we're watching right now. It's talent. And unfortunately, some of the Miami Heat's most talented players, these guys have been hurt. Or they're playing through injury. It ain't easy. Brian is calling up from Boise, Idaho. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, JR, first-time caller, man. Love your show. You do a great job.
Appreciate it. Go ahead, Brian.
So basically I want to say is that I don't think it takes away – if they win the championship, it doesn't take anything away from the Lakers, because going into this bubble, all these teams knew what the score was. It was a level playing field for everybody. Everybody had to deal with the same adversity. Now, yeah, you have a couple of players here and there that maybe they would get a little bit more tense around a big crowd, maybe not do as well. But as we've seen, guys like T.J. Warren early on in the bubble just blow up. You know, Damian Lillard and what he was able to do to get the Trailblazers into the playoffs. Everybody's dealing with this, and the cream is rising to the top, and that's why the Lakers are where they're at and going to hoist that 17th banner.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you, Brian, for calling up from Boise, and thank you for listening, man. It's true. You see Warren, and you know, Warren to a certain degree, he's an underrated NBA player, just in an overall sense. But he comes out, it's bombs away. You see Donovan Mitchell. It's not unusual for Donovan Mitchell to, you know, go off and give you, you know, drop 50s, but to do it consecutively and do it as often as he did, yeah, it's a different atmosphere when you can go out there and just, quote-unquote, have an open run. And that's what it's felt like. And there's nothing that needs to be taken away from anybody's accomplishments, let alone from the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, if anything, this, to me, just continues to show the greatness of LeBron James. And I know there are people out there who want to take it away. Look at this guy's career. It's been amazing. It's not just about, oh, well, team up with this guy and team up with that guy. I mean, wherever he goes, this man is like the sun. And there are very few professional athletes. There are very few talents that we see. It doesn't matter what field or what you operate in, where you have a human being who operates like the sun. Things revolve around them. He's one of them. He is a transcendent talent. And this is something else that he can go ahead and check off. It's amazing what they've been able to do. It's amazing what the Heat have been able to do. As our last caller said, and is accurate, it's one of my favorite phrases, the cream rises to the top. I'm going to continue to take more of your phone calls. If you're on, I will get you on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the NBA Finals so far? It looks like we are one game away, in my opinion, of this season coming to a close. More of your phone calls when we come back, as the Los Angeles Lakers are one victory away from winning their 17th championship. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are one victory away from their first title in 10 years, from 17 titles, as they beat the Miami Heat tonight 102 to 96. The Miami Heat, they look too many players short. Goran Dragic was not able to play. Jimmy Butler went out there and did it again, almost had another triple-double. 22 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. But LeBron James does amazing things. What else is new? Only 28 points, only 12 rebounds, only 8 assists. And Anthony Davis, he finishes with 22 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 blocks, including a big 3-pointer to put the game out of reach. Coach Vogel of the Lakers, this is what he had to say about Anthony Davis and him coming up big.
You don't have to say anything to Anthony Davis. You know, he wants this more than anything. And obviously, he's a great player, capable of imposing his will on a game on both ends of the floor. And you saw that tonight. You saw what he did defensively. And obviously, that big three helped steal it, but was great on both ends all night.
Anthony Davis, he came up big time. And you got to give credit to the Miami Heat for staying in it against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers never led by more than 9 points. It was a close matchup, a close game throughout. And the Miami Heat, they haven't quit. They haven't given up. And we've seen plenty of teams come through this bubble as it comes to a close, we've seen the Nuggets never quit. How many 3-1 deficits can you come back from? We've seen the Miami Heat not quit. We've seen what's gone on in the bubble. Take apart the Los Angeles Clippers. They didn't look ready for prime time. The Milwaukee Bucks, some teams have, this has worked out playing in the bubble. Other teams, not so much. You know, Scottie Pippen said, playing in the bubble is not NBA basketball. It's not the hard grind. It's not the travel. It's not the fans. It's not the distractions. Really, to me, it's pickup basketball. It's going to the gym. Yeah, you got your team. Y'all are practicing together, but it's more of a pickup type of basketball game because there's no fans in the stands. So there is no distraction. There's no real noise. There's no pressure on the players. I agree with what Scottie Pippen says, except for that last part. The pressure's there. It's just different. The atmosphere is definitely different. And ultimately, I don't think this takes away from anything that the Lakers are about to accomplish. There's nothing easy about what's gone on this year. It's different, but I'd still say it's difficult in a different type of way. Jerry's calling up from Washington, D.C. Jerry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call, man. I love listening to you. If there was a Nobel Peace Prize for a CBS, for a network, CBS would get it. You would get my vote. Number one, these guys have showed a lot. They showed heart and hustle. The Lakers, Miami, everybody that went back in and volunteered to get into this bubble to play, and all of them are surviving regardless of what's going on. I give credit to that NBA commissioner. They fixed it up so these guys could play and stay healthy. I give them all the credit in the world. And you know what's going to happen next year. If we have this vaccine, everything goes good. I see the NBA just shooting up about 300% because of the challenges they have made. LeBron, hey, he gets my vote, man. This guy put everything on his back and said, we're going to make this work. And they're making it work. And I'm loving it. And I just, this was the first time I took off from my rideshare job to actually watch the game and to see the tenacity and the hustle these guys have. And there is no crowd. It was great. And I tell you what, you all have done a great job too here at CBS. You and the rest of the crew and even Amy Law. I give y'all all the props in the world. Keep the good work going, and I will keep listening and staying up late and losing sleep in the morning. So thank you, man. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. Appreciate the kind words from Washington, D.C. A big shout-out to Super Producer here with me, Stu Kovacs. There's no doubt about that. Let's keep these phone lines rolling. Let's go to Chicago right now, and let's talk to Joey. Joey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR, man, this season a joke, man. Nobody think this season is real except for LeBron stans and Laker fans. That's all it is. If you're a LeBron stan, you know, this the greatest thing that ever happened. If you one of his people or you a Lakers fan, this is a joke. I totally agree everything Scottie Pippen said. I don't even watch the crap. I just turned it off. Man, you can't call this. If you don't win the title like everybody else before you won it, it's not real. You can't put you in a. But you, like Scottie said, you got no fans. You got players feed off of the energy from the fans. You got nothing. No. You don't have to go through the grind like you said. You don't have to go to different cities, different arenas. And you basically are playing pickup basketball. And to me, man, it's an asterisk on it. I mean, they can say LeBron got his title. Okay, yeah, fine, good.
So what would
now? Nobody gonna remember this.
Well, you can disagree, but I think you're lying to yourself. There, nobody's gonna care about this.
Nobody gonna care about this because it's not a real season.
Well, Joey, I don't want to say that you're in the minority. I believe you are in the minority. And I think for the athletes that are actually playing in there and have been busting their ass and have been playing, quote unquote, pickup basketball, you know, this is not a program that they just had kind of pulled into their brains like they went to sleep and they imagined they played basketball. I mean, tell that to Goran Dragic, who's trying to play basketball on a ripped up foot. Tell that to Bam Adebayo, who has a neck strain. Go ahead and tell them that what they're doing right now doesn't matter. Tell that's the Miami Heat and Butler, who are playing their asses off. Let me ask you this. I guess this is a better question. With everything that has taken place this year, what would you have rather them done? Like, not do anything, not play?
Oh, I'd rather them just have canceled the season, because to me, if you're not going to come correct, if you're not going to give me the same heat where you got to go into the fire in some of these arenas, I don't want to see it, man. You made something to get LeBron a title, man. I don't want to see. I mean, to me, it's just like you could have just kept this. I mean, for real. I mean, well, you could have kept it to next year. You know?
Okay, well, that's your opinion, Joey, but I would tell you I think that's limited thinking, where they just did this to get LeBron James a title. I want to appreciate you for calling up from Chicago. I don't – that's just your opinion. I mean, I guess you also want to lock yourself in a closet and look at the back of your eyelids. I don't know. Larry is calling up here from Detroit. Larry, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, you predicted that a long time ago that the Lakers is going to win. You know, if this was coming from anybody else but Scottie Pippen, I would kind of think about it. But what from this guy just got through calling from Chicago, just got through saying, you got to put the ball in that basket regardless of where you play. Now, if this was a pickup game, the Dream Team was a pickup. You know, that they was playing, they weren't playing against nobody. And I'm talking about as far as Scottie Pippen, you know, he went to Portland, and what did he do? He went to Houston, what did he do? He didn't do nothing. The other guy from Houston, that got three championships, they got seven championships. He went to three different teams and he won.
So Robert Horry.
There's another patient. This is another case of Scottie Pippen. He just playing hate, man. He just jealous. That's all, you know, that he'll never be put in the same class as LeBron James. You got a guy that may be the most valuable player on three different teams, a championship. And you going to underrate that? I mean, look who they beat. They beat Portland. They had one of the greatest players. They beat James Harden, them. They fought him. Then they beat Denver. You think them was easy? And if that guy Grossman, if he was playing, it would be harder than it is now. And he's going to sit up and tell me it's a pickup game? Man, I'm so offended by that. I don't know what else to say. Like I said, as an ex-basketball player, you know I know the basketball real good. I'm 79. I don't know what that guy talking about from Chicago. Maybe it's because we worked on them so much until after the 8 years when Jordan was playing, they finally started winning. But
okay.
I'm just saying, it's just a pickup game. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's all ridiculous.
Right. Well, okay. Oh, okay. Okay, Larry, I got you. Thank you, Larry, for calling up from Detroit. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I understand the premise of what Scottie Pippen is saying. What happened in the bubble is not normal. And I mean, yeah, if you've ever seen NBA caliber players, if you've ever seen NBA players practice, if you've ever been in a gym and just see them go back and forth at each other, if you've ever, I'm talking about just in private, this has resembled a pickup game. It's in regulation. There are no elements of the atmosphere of a fan. There isn't the energy in the arena. That is apparent, but that's not to take away from them playing at a high level. It really isn't. And so I partially agree with what Scottie Pippen is saying, but I'm not going to take it full away. Like, not at all. That's not fair. It's not fair to the guys that are out there playing. Jeff is calling up from Cleveland, Ohio. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, man, I'm going to give the Lakers their props, man, in the Lakers organization for going out and getting LeBron and the AD. You know, they wanted championships. They went out and got the players to do it. And if LeBron and AD, they was expected to be in the finals anyway, even if it was a full season with full fans. Lakers are, they were expected to be in the finals. It just so happened they was in the finals and won it. Like the guy said, Scottie Pippen's a loser, man, for saying that stuff. Anyway, LeBron James, you know, the Miami Heat wasn't going to beat LeBron James and AD. Everybody know that. That wasn't going to happen. And if Lakers are back to their glory days, well, they damn sure is close to it. And like Magic said, we just want to get back to our glory days. I'm from Cleveland, but I love LeBron. And I'm glad he with the Lakers. And the L.A. Lakers are almost back to their glory days because they're supposed to be in the finals anyway. Even if they had 100,000 fans, I think LeBron and AD would have still pulled it off.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff, for calling up from Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, you said something crazy at the beginning there, and that's just like it was a far-gone conclusion that the Lakers were going to be in the finals. That's not the case. That was a difficult call. You can say, oh, yeah, I got the Lakers winning over the Bucks. Yeah, anybody could have said that. But a lot of people looked at the Clippers and said, okay, this is what it's going to boil down to. I don't think there was any gimme there that this was going to be a cakewalk for the Lakers. Maybe that they would cakewalk through the regular season. Maybe that they would establish some type of continuity and chemistry. And that's what the Lakers were doing on their way before the stoppage. And then we had the stoppage. And then we saw what happened to the Clippers. We saw what happened to the Lakers. And the Lakers, they're getting ready to hoist their next trophy. In the Heat, it looks like they got a solid foundation. They got some players who have stepped up. I'm keeping the phone lines open. I'm going to hit these phone lines once we come back. 855-212-4CBS. The Lakers are getting ready to win their first title in 10 years. 17 total. What are your thoughts about them doing it in the bubble? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.